Thank you very much, Dario. I hope you can hear me well. So as also Dario and also Madam Executive Secretary and other speakers already mentioned that extreme weather events are already affecting energy systems significantly. As we all know that heat waves are increasing the electricity demand for cooling, and also extreme weather events such as floods, wildfires, and storms, they are damaging our electricity grids and making power outages in some places. But I would say these are the really tip of the iceberg of climate change impacts on the energy systems right now. Although many of us are less aware of this one, but there are many impacts already happening in the every segment of the energy systems. For instance, we are usually talking about the overhead electricity lines due to damages due to the floods or storms, but actually even underground grids are suffering due to the decreasing transmission efficiency and failure with the short circuit as well. And also thermal and nuclear power plants, they have issues with the cooling water temperature due to the heat waves, and hydropower generation capacities are changing in many countries due to the increasing variability of the water flow. And wind turbines around Europe, they are suffering due to the decrease of the wind speed, and critical mineral supply are disrupted because of the extreme weather events in other countries, which are the major producer of these critical minerals. So I believe the knowledge sharing is the base, is fundamental. So definitely we welcome the efforts of UNECE to disseminate information on the resilience against the increasing impacts of climate change. The International Energy Agency is happy to provide a technical input to the platform based on its analysis, such as climate resilience for energy security reports, climate impacts on hydropower series, and climate resilience policy indicators. We are also proud of what we have achieved, but as you know, that climate modeling is being developed very rapidly, and their impacts on energy systems are not yet fully understood. UNECE and University of Zurich have made a great achievement to make the platform with relevant information and decision-making oriented. I think as a global energy agency, now we have the responsibility to make the sources of the information accurate and trustworthy. IEA will continue developing scientific climate risk and impact assessments for each component of the entire energy system and proposing effective measures to enhance climate resilience in collaboration with the UNECE and other organizations which are already sitting here. In addition to the climate resilience work, IEA will also discuss how to accelerate energy transitions towards an affordable, secure, and sustainable energy in our upcoming reports on net zero emissions by 2050, which will be launched in 2 weeks, and also World Energy Outlook in October. We look forward to continue the cooperation on energy system resilience with the UNECE and other organizations, and huge congratulations to the platform. Thank you.
Thank you.